So the whole thing in Parashas Korach, and in this week's Parsha, there's a chiddush of the Chasam Sofer I want to focus on today. The Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Levim, Korach and Levim, he said, because what will gave you the Levio, uvi geshtem gam kehuna, and you also take kehuna for yourself. So, meaning, the kehuna is a additional thing. Do you want also that? So the Chasam Sofer says, Chasam Sofer in the Parashah, he says, a fascinating thing. He says, what's the difference between what he's saying, Vikashti Gam Kehuna? What's the Bechin? Yeah, Gam Kehuna as well. What's the issue? He says, the difference between the Levim and Kehuna. Between the Matnas Kehuna and the Matnas Levim.
But it wasn't all of Levim.
No. Right, for sure. He's talking about these people. He says, the Levim, they get Matnas Levim, that is a salary for what they get. For the fact that they work, they get a salary. It's pure salary. That food that they get, they're nicer, it's holy. They can give it to anybody they want. They can eat it in base class. It has no gedusha. It's their money. It's their salary that they get for working. The kohanim, they don't have a salary. So the kohanim, they get a matana from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's avodas matana. That's the lashon that's brought down in the end of the parasha. Very meduk at the end when it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving to the kohanim, it should be in the chumash over here. Kadosh Baruch Hu giving the kohanim, it's called matnas kehuna. It's matana. It's a present. When you talk about the levim, it says chelef avodaschem. It's in exchange for your work. And meaning the levim are getting a salary for what they're doing. The kohanim, no. The kohanim get a present from Hashem. It's not completely theirs. Therefore, it has kedusha. They can't give it to Tumah. They can't give it to Yisrael. They can't just sell it to anyone. And there's certain limitations. It's not theirs. It's a matana. They're really not getting anything for their work. And the way the Chasam Sofer defines it, it goes back to the Gemara we learned recently in Daf Yomi. The Gemara in Yomi Daf Yutes said, "Is kohanim shluchei derachmano or shluchei didon?" But the Gemara has it's a sugya. Sugya in Yomi, sugya in Kiddushin, Dorim. Do you have is the kohanim? They are the our shluchim of Am Yisrael, or the shluchim of Hashem? The Gemara concludes the shluchei derachmano. They're not our shluchim. Why? So okay, how can it be that they can do something we can't do? They can do the avodah b'Beis HaMikdash. We can't do the avodah b'Beis HaMikdash. Can a shliach do more than a shaliach? Impossible. So says the Gemara, you see from here, the kohanim are not our shluchim. Kohanim shluchei derachmano. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's exactly the point. The kohanim are not sent by us. They're sent by Hashem. That's their job, Hashem. They get also matonas from Hashem. It's not a salary. It's not a reward. It's like everybody in the world has a tafki what to do. And the Kohanim, they're tafki from Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're not ours. The Levim are shluchi didon, not the chiddush. The Levim are our messengers, our shluchi. And because they're ours, so therefore what we pay them is chela avodaso. It's an exchange for their work. So that's why that's a chiddush, but that's the difference between shluchi derachmano and shluchi didon. Then the Kohanim and the Levim, that's what he says. So he merely goes into the pasuk. So that's what the pasuk says over here. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, "Vikashtem gam kehuna. You want also kehuna? No, you don't. You don't want kehuna. Because if you want kehuna, you're going to lose your salary. You get a matana. It's not really yours. You don't want to give up your salary. Elamai, you want to have both. You want to be a kohen and a levi. So the Chasam Sofer says it. He says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want a kohen who's getting money from the tzibur. He doesn't want that. So the error he brings to the taste does say they're both. But he says that's a contradiction. This is to do with something else we spoke about a little last night regarding that by Korach everything is equal. Right? So he says it goes to the Shitasa. The Kohen is a Levi. He's a Kohen. I'll get a salary. I won't get a salary. So no, it's everything is very misunderstood. The Kohen does not get a salary. Levi gets a salary. You're Levine getting salary. You can't be crying as well. And you don't want to give that up. That's what he brings over here.
So what's the salary?
The mice they give. Now, comes down.
It's interesting. That would be why it's fixed.
Yeah.
As opposed to Truman, which is...
Whatever you want. Exactly. Very good. Chidach and Potash agree. Excellent. Mainly comes down to something very interesting. The Bar Mitatz says Interesting, very interesting tshuva in the Maritatz. Maritatz brings the following case. Story. There was a kehila where the chazen, there used to be in those days in the kehila, the chazen would be hired and he wouldn't pay taxes. That was his thing. He would be exempt from taxes. That he wouldn't pay taxes.
Wait, the kehila or the government?
I think the government. It sounds like the, I think that the way, if I understand correctly, as we know in history, the kehila was responsible to collect the taxes for the government. There was some kind of responsibility. I don't know what tax exactly you're talking about, but he was exempt from taxes. This chazen didn't take a salary. He was rich. He needed a salary. But he wanted to be the chazen to be exempt from the taxes. So he agreed to be at the chazen, and agreed to take a salary. So he didn't have a contract. Now came the question to the Maritats. The chazen says, I don't want to pay taxes. I'm a chazen. And they tell him, well, you're not a regular chazen. You're not getting a salary from us. You're on your own, so you should pay taxes. So that's the what he's coming to discuss. And his main ma'ala, the main point he's coming to say, is the fact that if the minig of Medina is the chazen that pay taxes, al-da'as okay, that's what he's coming in to become a chazen. Come to become a chazen, you can't take it away from him. They have to schos, unless they say it clearly, you can't take it away from him. But in his discussion, he speaks about the fact that this person is not getting salary. So, so maybe he's not like a regular chazen. So he says in the middle, you should know that that's the difference between Quran and Levim. He says, the point of Chasefer. When I look inside the Pesukim, there is a chiluk between Quran and Levim. The what? It goes on to say that the Pesuk said by Levi, we just said before. And by Quran, it says, it's chiluk over Dasa. And then by Quran, it says, doesn't it say everything in every Zizchar? It's called Abed Zizmatara. So that's what he said. And then he quotes that they're not considered to be a Shluchim. And then it's like this. I'm kidding. I'm leaving me can. Shashlech Tzibur, Kivan Shem Mikom Koyanim, En Yuhu Shit Nuzchar. Says, the Shlech Tzibur, the Tzibur, the Tzibur, the Tzibur, and he says to you, but he says, that may be something to think about. He says, in any case, what do you see from here? You see that like a koyin, Shem Shikranim is Sham Shim Oyim is Samidosh. They live Schar Kavua. The Kranim do work in Samidosh. They have no salary. El Matano, Kam Shir Tzivu Shein Otel Pras. Also a Chazin, who doesn't take a salary, he's also, that's his job. In other words, he says, you see there are jobs in Am Yisrael that you don't get a salary for. That doesn't take away from the fact that he has a job. He brings, there was a discussion. They didn't get a salary, so he's not a real job. And Utecha Devarim is brought down. He mentions the idea that Adarav, you know, getting a salary is an important thing. He says, and this comes to something I heard that Reuben Yitzchak Reuben told me, that Rav Ozner told him. That when Yitzchak Reuben became a Rav, there was a discussion, you should get a salary and not get a salary. So Rav Ozner told him, the meaning in Am Yisrael is that the rabbi has to get a salary. You must get a salary. Why? So here the Maritatz does mention, he speaks about it. He quotes that it's better to get schar. Why? When a person gets a salary, he has more obligation to do it right. So he says, so therefore, you want to give him something. So Adarav, he brings that as a point. At least give him the free taxes. Because you wanted to get a salary, because it's better for the shlech tzibur, for the rav, for the responsible to get a reward. If he gets a reward, he has more responsibility to do it. So he says that's the reason you should give him break in taxes. That will be a salary. That will be at least what he gets. That's like a side point. But anyway, you see from here the discussion that there are people in Am Yisrael that do get a salary for the avodah, and there are not. They want to see the fact that they're not getting a salary. Doesn't take away with the fact that he's oivet and he deserves that job. That's the maritatz. But you see the maritatz says like the Chasam Sefer, that the idea of not the Kohen is not a shlech. He's an independent worker who doesn't get a salary. And the Levi is our shlech. That's what you see again. Now there's an interesting nafkamina. I saw someone bringing it. That according to this, the Gemara tells us, my nafkamina, if a Kohen is a shlech or not. What happens if the Kohen is mudra no from the Yisrael? They can't enjoy it. The Yisrael can't enjoy the Kohen. Can the Kohen do the Korban for the Yisrael? So if he's your Shliach, he can't do it, you're not allowed to enjoy it. But if he's not your Shliach, he's from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, no problem. So Moses says, that's the Shkemina. If you tell me that a Levi is different, and a Levi is a Shliach, so a Levi cannot perform his Avodah for Yisrael, unless he is, Levi can't perform it, he's Mudar Anah. Unless you want to tell me it's less specific. The Kohen is doing a carbon for one individual. He's doing for the carbon. But a Levi is not doing for one. So maybe that could be different. But so you can think about it, Mudar Anah. The last point that comes out, just interesting, however, according to this, is that this may explain something very interesting. When we, the way we treat a Kohen, we treat a Levi. A Kohen, we have a Dim Chivata, a Kiddashta. Give him Kiddusha, give him Kovat. By a Levi, I don't need Dim Kiddashta. I don't give a special Kovat to the Levi. And when I do Kriya Satoima, the Kohen gets first, the Levi gets second. He comes secondary to the Kohen. If I don't have a Kohen, I don't have to give a Aliyah to the Levi. If I want to, I give him the first. I don't have to give it to him. You don't have Kiddashta to the Levi on its own. According to this Chavad Sofer, this makes a lot of sense. Because the Kohen is not a Shliach. He's Mimun from Shemayim. So immediately, you have to give him a cover. You can't get away from it. But a Levi, he's our Shliach. He's Shluchi Didan. So when I decide you're my Shliach and I give you the cover to be my Shliach, good. I'm not. It depends on me. It's not a separate thing. That may be the way to Michalik between these two things. So interesting there. But you see from here, the way, two different ways that we treat that we give to the Kohen and what we give to the Levi. Say it again.
Right.